Support for Millennial is provided by Blue Apron. Blue Apron is a fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service that has a mission to make home cooking accessible to everyone. They have partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S., and their beef, chicken, and pork come from responsibly raised animals. Plus, the recipes make you do things you've never done before, like cook some seared chicken and creamy pasta salad with summer squash and sweet peppers, or fresh basil fettuccine pasta with sweet corn. You can check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/millennial. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Millennial would like to thank Squarespace for supporting the show. When I made my first website, it was agonizing. I remember having to learn code and being extremely frustrated and feeling like I was toggling back and forth between code and what the website was going to look like. With Squarespace, you don't have to do that at all. It has award-winning templates and drag and drop tools, and it's super easy to use. To get 10% off your next order, go to squarespace.com and enter offer code millennial, 2 L's, 2 N's. Squarespace. Make your next move. Make your next website.
We do a lot of
the big lame. Yep.
Employer engagement.
Yes. Do you want to go around and just sort of like say where everybody is?
Sure.
My name is Jess, and I am in a pretty new relationship, about a year.
I'm Justine, and I just moved here. I was dating someone for about 10 years.
My name is Chanel. I am married. So he moved here because of me.
I'm having a girls' night.
Yes.
And there are about 7 of us, myself included. And we're all gathered in my living room. Some people are sitting on the floor. Others are knee to knee on the couch in a circle, sipping wine and talking about relationships.
Are you gonna?
Well, I guess you guys, I don't need to, right? I mean, I'm Megan, right?
I suppose you did. Yeah, you did a
song. Yeah, I did a little thing. Yeah.
I've been in a serious relationship since my early 20s, 21 to be exact. And when people are constantly telling you that your 20s are a time of self-definition, exploration, experimentation, what happens when they also encompass a long-term relationship? How do you define yourself as an individual while you're also defining yourself as a part of a couple? You're listening to Millennial, a podcast about coming of age. In this episode, we're doing something we've never done before, a roundtable, or in this case, a living room conversation discussing relationships.
I was 28 when I moved, and it's like, how do you then make friends at that age, and how do people reach out?
This is Julissa. She moved to Maine about 3 years ago after the man that she had been with since she was 18 and her split up. It was a 10-year-long relationship that had always been there. And now she was lunging into her late 20s with a piece of her life that she felt was missing.
As I've gotten older, I've always put friends and family first. And the relationships have always been like the lagging part of it. Because for me, that's always been like the most solid and supportive part of my life. Thinking now, about to be 31 tomorrow. So, but now look, getting in this chapter of like, I've been here, it's gonna about to be 3 years. When do you start making room for someone else? Because I'm afraid of losing my identity in a relationship.
When Julissa says this out loud, I've also had that fear, but it looks different for everyone.
What does it mean to lose your identity in a relationship? Yeah.
What wasn't okay for you?
So I think for me it was, I think when you're young and you're essentially growing with someone who you spend a lot of time with, their dreams and goals become your dreams and goals. But you're still trying to figure yourself out along the way. And I think for me, I figured out what I wanted to do before he did. So then like his potential became my goal. I don't think I was living my full potential of what I wanted to be or what I thought I wanted to be because I was always thinking about someone else. And I think I was too young to always be thinking about someone else in that way.
Do you feel like that's a part of your personality, that you're someone who
wants so much to give your partner everything that they want, that takes over?
Yeah, I mean, it is very easy to attract people who also want to be taken care of in whatever way. Not that they verbally say it, but you just naturally do it.
Energy vampires. That's
the best. Mentors.
Absolutely. Yes.
Damn it. I just watched it.
Sitting diagonally across from Julissa is a woman who's also approaching 30. She's wearing a long, beautiful dress, cross-legged, leaning in and listening intently. Her name is Jess. She's been on the opposite side of the kind of relationship Julissa is describing.
In almost every relationship before this one, I have found myself being the chameleon and really becoming my partner. And it's given me a lot of really great experiences, but realizing that about myself and being on the other side of it and getting to see that that's not who I am. But yeah, feeling that lack of identity, that lack of self, the lack of autonomy. And I think it comes from not being able to express yourself.
Right next to Jess is Kimberly. She's in her 40s. She's single and proud to be single. But she isn't a stranger to what we're talking about. Her relationships in the past have taught her about the kinds of relationships she wants to avoid in the future. When I look over at her, I see her sitting on the edge of her seat, patiently waiting for Jess to finish her thoughts.
When you're talking about like losing yourself in a relationship, I learned really early on in one of my big relationships in college, I got a boyfriend and he would say things to me like, you know, why are you wearing those earrings? They're silly. So I'd take them off. Why are you wearing all that makeup? You know, why? It's so stupid people wear makeup. So I stopped wearing makeup. I stopped doing my hair. I stopped getting like dressed in regular clothes. I'm basically like slubby t-shirts. And then one day he turned to me and said, I don't know who you are anymore. And I realized like, oh, you know, I don't know who I am anymore either. You know, and so now I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I have, again, those great people around me going, pump the brakes. You're giving him too much credit than he deserves. I'm like, oh, you're right, I am.
Becoming a chameleon and changing the way you look for someone because you want their love or approval is something that can happen gradually over time without either party knowing it, unless you mentally set up boundaries between you and your partner.
This is me being honest, like, love him, care about him so much. Sometimes I don't want to just hang out with him.
Like Chanel. She's been married for about a year. And in that time, it seems like her solution in being in her relationship with her partner is to continue to maintain a sense of independence and acknowledge what parts of her life her partner fills and what parts he doesn't.
Relying solely on that one person to be everything, like partner, friend, counselor, therapist, WebMD doctor, like, you know, all those things. And I think it's okay to, like, totally my best friend in ways that I think some of my best friends could never be my best friend. But he's still my partner. Like, he's my romantic partner. And I really like having platonic partners. Like, that's how I look at friendship now. I need to find my platonic partners because they give me energy that he can't.
Sitting next to me on the couch is Karina. She's nodding as Chanel finishes her sentence, but she doesn't agree with everything she's been talking about.
I guess to a certain extent, I'd say we've embraced codependence.
Codependence is a term I've always associated with a negative connotation, but it works for people like Karina. After the break, she explains why. Support for Millennial is provided by Vanity Planet. I haven't always had long hair, but now I do. And when it gets foggy, which happens a lot up here in Maine, it gets all weird and frizzy. But with Vanity Planet's Vibe Hair Straightener, you don't have to deal with that problem. The Vibe is a flat iron that vibrates gently as you use it, which helps prevent damage to your hair while you're straightening it. It's easy to use, and it leaves your hair with a smoother look. Go to vanityplanet.com/millennialvibe today and get 50% off your first order with the offer code millennialvibe. That's millennial, two L's, two N's, V-I-B-E. Back to the couch.
To a certain extent, I'd say we've embraced codependence, and I'm not sure that that's a good thing, but it's a very sensible thing, at least for this stage in our life.
Karina just got married, had a baby, and bought a house all within 3 years. So a part of me wonders if her embracing of codependence has to do with timing.
And I think I'm comfortable with it in a way that I had a very hard time in other relationships. Like right now, I've gone kind of low part-time. So my husband is absolutely bearing the financial brunt of our household expenses. But we take care of each other in different ways. And that's definitely not the only way that he provides. But given that we have committed to each other and that we have that deep sort of faith in each other and our ability to work through even some really terrible stuff, I think I've kind of come around to being comfortable with the fact that I do feel like I need to take care of him. And I feel like I need him to take care of me in a number of ways. And that it's not necessarily just complacency to settle into that. And it surely does put us in a place where if we were to split up, it would be devastating for both of us. But I feel okay with that. I feel like it's all right to be so committed to someone that you're saying, yes, it would tear me apart a little bit to lose you.
That's where I am. It's interesting what you're saying.
This is Justine. She had been dating her previous boyfriend for about 10 years and understands where Karina is coming from.
I read The Year of Magical Thinking by Joan Didion last year, and there's this one part, she loses her husband of decades, and is either a doctor or some textbook on grief that she reads that, like, oh, in cases of unusual dependence, you might experience symptoms of this kind. And she was like, like unusual dependence, like a husband or like a mother and a daughter, like relationships are unusual dependence. And like placing yourself, like your heart on the table is like to place yourself in a place of vulnerability. And that's what is so brave about being in a relationship. I did sacrifice myself and his dreams and goals became mine. But yeah, like what are the ways, like when is it okay to be changing for somebody and be vulnerable to somebody, and when is it not?
Anyone want some more wine? We gotta finish off this bottle, or else.
Or else
you just
need
it. I will. Where's your glass taken? Is this right here?
Is that his
glass? Yeah.
Nice.
As our roundtable comes to an end, six women leave my house, all with different interpretations of what roles they play in their relationship and how they've maintained a balanced sense of themselves. Obviously, there's no cookie cutter guideline. But someone once told me that in order to be with someone, you have to first learn to be alone. And you have to like being alone. Date yourself while you're dating someone else. Justine Paradise and Ned Donovan were producers on this episode. The voices you heard were Karina Salufo, Amy Wood, Kimberly Curry, Chanel Lewis-Jones, Julissa De Los Santos, Jessica Stefanik, and Justine Paradise. Special thanks to Amy Wood. Millennial is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX with support from the Knight Foundation. I'm Megan Tan, and thanks for listening. Support from Millennial is brought to you by Squarespace. Every time I'm making Millennial, I'm thinking about my next move, my next story, my next angle. Squarespace makes it easy to make a professional, polished website to celebrate your next move. With their all-in-one platform, designer templates, and award-winning 24/7 customer service, your next move can be closer than you think. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code MILLENNIAL, two L's, two N's, to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, make your next move, make your next website. It's summertime, which means it's hot. And hopefully you're going on lots of road trips, camping trips, ice cream trips. And it also may mean that you need a new podcast in your queue. Radiotopia's Love and Radio is coming back with its new season. And to get you pumped, here is a teaser.
Aren't you worried you're going to have all sorts of like crazy side effects? Like later in life, you'll grow a third arm or something?
People would look at you like, oh, that's disgusting.
I was always kind of inspired by that, you know, American Psycho routine.
If I'm a guest in your house, I will pee in your sink.
Sorry. Oh.
God, Steven, I hope you make me a good documentary because this is such bullshit and I'm so fucking sick of reading it, I can't even begin to tell you.
I'm so upset I could just cry.
But we're sitting in the Gulf of Mexico and Marv goes, I'm just going to bulldoze the whole fucking town.
Brought me dinner with a flower and then I wake up with a plastic bag over my head.
Holy shit! I'm in love!
Listen and subscribe to Lovin' Radio at lovinradio.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radiotopia.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to AdZerk for providing their ad serving platform to Radiotopia.